The Southpaw, adapted by Eric Simonson from the novel by Mark Harris. Recorded before an audience by LA Theater Works, coming of age in America by way of the baseball diamond, left-hander Henry Wiggin grows to manhood in a right-handed world. From his small-town beginnings to the top of the game, Henry finds out how hard it is to please his coach, his girl, the sports page, and himself all at once. The first installment of a series, which includes Bang the Drum Slowly, The Southpaw is a comic and poignant look at Henry Wiggin's first season in the majors. And now, The Southpaw, adapted by Eric Simonson from the novel by Mark Harris, featuring Edward Asner, Kate Asner, Amy Peetz, and Eric Weisenride.
This is dedicated to the 100 million boobs and flatheads that swallow down whole the lies of Crazy Cress in his column of last September 30th, 1952. The main reason I'm doing this is for their benefit in the first place, so they would have my side of the story, which is the true side, and not Crazy's, which is more or less a lie from start to finish. First off, I must tell you something about myself, Henry Wiggin, and where I was born and my folks. You've probably never been to Perkinsville. Well, how you get there? You get an Albany train out of Grand Central Station. About halfway to Albany, the conductor comes down the aisle mumbling, "Perkinsville." Then the train slows, and you gotta be quick because most of them don't exactly stop at Perkinsville. They just slow to a creep. And if you're an old man or woman, or if you got a broke leg or something of the sort, I don't know how you get off. Generally, there'll be no trouble. The way you get home from Perkinsville is a question. You just drive out the hardtop road 2.7 miles from the square to where you will see a sign saying observatory with an arrow pointing west. This observatory has a big telescope, one of the biggest. The government wanted to use the observatory during the war, but Aaron turned them down. Aaron Webster kills me. It's partly on account of him that I'm left-handed in the first place.
It looks like my kid's trying to be left-handed, Aaron.
Yes, Wiggin?
Well, Southpaw's got two strikes on him from the beginning. He's only got five positions he can play. He can pitch or play first base, one of the outfield spots. But he can't be a catcher or a second baseman or a third baseman or a shortstop. Not usually.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you're right-handed, you can play anywhere.
Wiggin, you're left-handed yourself.
Well, I just want him to start off right in life.
There's nothing wrong with being left-handed. Why, look at all the famous left-handers from history.
But they're not...
Vincent Van Gogh, Isaac Newton. Anyway, there's nothing you're going to do that's going to change him.
Pop done what Aaron said, and it all turned out for the best.
Hank?
Yes, sir?
Son, never feel sorry for yourself. Now, you'll have bad days, and you'll have good days. But you keep thinking, keep learning, and keep throwing. Then you'll have twice as many good days as bad.
He played 2 years with Cedar Rapids. The second year, he won 19 and lost 7. Mighty good pitching in any class of ball. The exact story on what happened after the second year is still not clear in my mind and probably never will. Though after last summer, I can actually see where a man might do what Pop done. It's partly on account of last summer that I'm telling you my side of the story for the benefit of the 100 million boobs and flatheads that swallow down everything they read in the papers. In particular, the writing of Crazy Cress on the Star Press, that fat horse's tail. Anyway, all I know is that Pop simply up and quit, despite of the fact that his wife that he married the previous winter was expecting a baby, which was me.
Follow through a little more when you throw so you'll get more power. Oh, and be sure the ball don't go into Aaron's flower bed anymore.
All right, Pop.
Wiggin, you ready?
Yeah, be right there. Henry, I promised I'd help Aaron. Now, when I come back, we can pitch a few innings.
Okay. Concerning my mother, I can tell you practically nothing, for she died when I was 2. Pop don't talk much about her.
Hello, Henry.
Hello, Holly. One other person I should mention fairly quick is Holly Webster, Aaron's niece, now Mrs. Henry W. Wiggin by marriage. However, there was a number of stormy brawls before it came to pass.
You mind if I watch?
I don't mind much. As a kid, I couldn't stand her. I wanted to like her, I suppose, but I had this idea a real ball player steered clear of girls.
That's right, Hank. But you never throw that ball until all the conditions is exactly how they should be.
Okay. No. There was only one thing I was fond of. Not moons, nor rocks, nor leaves, nor trees, nor bugs, nor books, nor baby birds, nor least of all, Holly Webster. Only baseball. I had this picture of the New York Mammoth, Sad Sam Yale, that hung over my bed. He had just come to the Mammoths at the time, nothing but a raw youngster with a powerful amount of baseball in his bones and a sad, sad face, and they called him Sad Sam because of that. I had a book by him called Sam Yale, Mammoth.
My name is Samuel, Sad Sam, Yale. I had the fortune of becoming a member of the world-famed New York Mammoths 5 years ago. This book is written in the hopes that every American boy now playing the great game of baseball in his hometown will take inspiration from my straightforward story. I have three simple rules which I live by. One, take the game seriously, playing it for all you are worth. Two, live a clean life,
shunning tobacco and liquor in all forms. Three, follow the instructions of your high school coach, for he is a man of wisdom gained through experience. Such corny crap as that is all behind me now. I ain't even interested in Sad Sam Yale no more. You spend a long period with a fella, and he stops being a hero all of a sudden. May of my junior year at Perkinsville High, I became pitcher for the Perkinsville Scarlets, a semi-pro team playing Wednesday nights and Sundays at Patriots Park. With Pop pitching, the two of us became quite an attraction, father and son on the same team.
Hi, Henry.
It was about then that me and Theda Bear Brown begun to go together. Do you want a ride home from the game?
Guess I wouldn't mind.
You look quite beautiful tonight. What's this?
A necklace.
No, what is on it?
Only the Blessed Virgin Mary and the baby Jesus.
Mm.
Henry!
I only wish to see the medal.
Touching is not seeing. You pitched well tonight, Henry.
That brings me up to 10 wins with just 1 loss.
Mort Finnegan says a scout from the Mammoths is supposed to come out to watch you.
He won't be the first. I've been pitching good ball lately, but Pop says I have to work on my screw.
What's a screw?
It's a curve in reverse. It's a pitch that Sad Sam Yale uses and that almost never fails me and will make me an immortal.
Sad Sam Yale is my favorite ball player. Him and Swanee Wilkes of the Mammoths. Henry, stop.
What?
Nice girls don't do that sort of thing.
You got nothing on underneath your dress.
What business is that of yours?
Oh, I read in a book where it's as natural as eating or sleeping.
What is?
Fornication.
What book? Who gave you such a book?
Aaron Webster.
Well, I never heard of such a thing. Yes, Henry. Yes. No. Oh, Henry, yes. Yeah. Yeah. No. No.
For the love of Pete, is it yes or no?
My necklace. It broke. I'm cold.
No wonder, for you're sitting there on your bare ass. Ow!
I have never met such a dirty mind as yours.
I'm sorry, Theda Bera. I don't deserve you.
When will I see you again, Henry?
I guess I don't deserve to see you. You think I could have one final kiss? Just a friendly kiss between old friends.
Sure. I'll see you at the ball game Wednesday night.
By the time I dropped her off, I had the most unusual pains in and around my groin. And I was so weak I could hardly drive. Hey, Holly!
Oh!
Is that you?
You scared me.
Where were you with all those phonograph records?
The Pecunios were letting me play them on their phonograph.
That's my idea of nothing to do.
Are you going back home?
If I do not die, I'm either going to die or not, and the next few minutes will tell.
If you die, I'll take the bus. Why are you so beat up?
I'm wrestling inside of the car.
What's the sense in doing that?
I was with a girl. It ain't no laughing matter.
No. It's not.
You wouldn't laugh if it was you.
I'm not laughing. I understand it perfectly.
How could you understand?
I've done the same thing. Who is the girl?
Theda Bera Brown. Oh, I'm a regular comedian tonight.
No, no, you are not a comedian. You're a navigator. Henry the Navigator. Roaming the vast sea of the world, though he has no compass, he still yearns to find the way home. Or at least underneath Theda Bera Brown's dress.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?